Hello, good day. I hope you are having a wonderful Christmas preparation. I actually had to make this episode because I stumbled into something online. I bumped into something online just this afternoon. I was going through something and I saw a picture of an athlete that was happy. I saw a picture of an athlete that was happy, and the athlete finished first in the race, and the athlete was so glad that he finished the race with the first position. So the expression of happiness on the face was what was the, that was what the picture was trying to pass a message with. So I saw this picture, and immediately an episode title struck my mind. And I started to think of it, that we really needed to talk about this. Since the year is already rounding up, the year is already wrapping up, we really need to ask ourselves questions on how we are finishing the year. So I came up with this topic, which I titled, Finishing Strong. Finishing Strong. It's going to be a very wonderful episode as I take you on this journey this night. Or whatever the time is, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this episode, as I take you on this journey, I just want you to calm down, listen attentively, and let God glorify Himself in your life. Hallelujah. You know, the 2021 race is gradually drawing to an end. And so many hurdles have been scaled. Some of them were so high that we almost fainted, while some were quite low, yet we almost tripped over them. Regardless of the sweet or bitter memories that these experiences might hold, we have our eyes fixed on receiving the prize at the end of the race. So just as every athlete looks forward to the finishing line, we also look forward to finishing the year at a very glorious speed. So that at the end of everything we do, at the end of the year, we would be bold enough to say, like Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, where he said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. I want you to note something there. It is important to note that Paul could only boast of this kind of finishing because of the power of the Holy Ghost in which he operated. The truth of the matter is that on the path to our expected end, our goals and aspirations, we will experience challenges. This is how life was designed. However, we as Christians have an edge over everyone else because Jesus has assured us of his commitment to help us finish strong, even in the face of these challenges. I want us to look at John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, I read to you in verse 33. He said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." This Bible verse has already explained what I just said. I just said that the life we live in was designed to have challenges. But we as Christians have an edge over everyone because Jesus has assured us of his commitment to help us finish strong. That's why he said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome every challenges you are going through. There is nothing that you are going through that Jesus has not gone through on the cross." So he's telling us that we should be of good cheer as we are rounding up the year, as the year is folding up, because he, Christ, has overcome the world on our behalf. Coupled with this, Jesus also promised that he will always be with us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Now, remember something. I read to you 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. And after reading everything, I fought a good fight of faith and everything. I told you at the end that you should note something there. I told you that Paul could only boast of what he was saying. Paul could only boast of that kind of finishing because of the power of the Holy Ghost in which he operated. And now I'm telling you that part of the way Jesus has made the road smooth for us, part of the way Jesus has made, laid down lines for us to finish strong, is that he will always be with us in the person of the Holy Spirit, reminding us of his words of life, teaching us wisdom to win in every situation, and helping us to become victorious in our everyday battles. Let's see John chapter 14, verse 25 and 26. John 14, I read to you in verse 25 and 26. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is a Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So it's also saying the same thing I said when I said Jesus comes in form of the Holy Spirit. Jesus comes in the person of the Holy Spirit to remind us of the words of life, to teach us wisdom in need, in which we need to win. There is a wisdom that we need to win every situation. And Jesus has come in form of the Holy Spirit to teach us this wisdom for us to be victorious in our everyday battles. When you are victorious in your everyday battles, you end up the year as stronger than you started the year. It may seem also though that you have run out of time and may not be able to accomplish the goals you set for the year. But the truth is, with God, nothing is impossible. Listen, he's still in the business of delivering 11th hour miracles. It is therefore important to note that we cannot afford to succumb to our challenges at this time. As rigorous as it may be, as challenging as it may be, the moment we shift our focus off Jesus and concentrate on the challenges, like Peter in Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 to 31. Let's see, Matthew chapter 14, and in from verse 28, let's see what Peter did there. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Now, I want you to note this particular place. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And then he began to sink. Just keep that word in your mind. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Now, from what I was telling you, I said Jesus is still in the business of delivering 11th hour miracles. So far you do not fix your gaze on your challenge. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look firm on his wonderful face. Don't do like Peter. He said, you know, okay, I told you to actually keep a word in your mind in the last Bible passage we just read. Peter began to look at the wind that was on the sea. And immediately he began to saw the challenges he was going through. He began to sink. See, in history now, in biblical history, Peter should have been the second person and the last person to walk on water. But because he started to look at the challenges and not the challenger of the challenges, he began to sink. So we have already, we have the Holy Spirit in us to guide us with wisdom to win. So therefore, let the Holy Spirit do his work. Let him be able to teach us. And let's be able to learn to fix our gaze on Jesus. The songwriter said, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look firm in his wonder, to his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow faintly dim in the light of his glory and grace. The things of the world, the challenges you go through, the oppression you go through, will all start to disappear the minute you turn your focus to the challenger of your challenge. I want you to keep one thing in mind as you're ending the year and as you're entering the new year. I want you to have it at the back of your mind that every challenge you face has a challenger. And your challenger is Jesus. Keep your gaze on Jesus from now on, and all your battles will be won. See, we have already begun to lose, and indirectly we deny the power that God has made available for us in the world through the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we have turned our gaze from the challenger, and we have fixed our gaze on the challenge. I pray God helps us in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to give you a few points. I'm going to give you a very few points on how to finish strong. The first point I'm going to be talking about on how we could finish strong, how we could finish the year strong, is number one, recognize that you cannot finish strong on your own. Recognize it. It has to be recognized that you cannot finish strong on your own. Let's see John 15, 4 to 6. I'm going to be reading Bible verses, so I would like you to be close to your Bible for clearer understanding. John chapter 15, verse 4 to 6. It says, abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Mark that word. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Mark that word also. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now, what did I say? I said the first way you can finish strong is to recognize that a vine cannot bear fruit without its branches. A vine cannot bear fruit without its branches. It cannot bear fruit of itself, except, sorry, a branch cannot bear fruit without the vine, except it abides in the vine. Except the branch is on the tree, it cannot bear what the tree has to give. So therefore, until you recognize that you cannot finish strong on your own, you can never finish strong. Jesus clearly said that without him, all the plans we have made and goals we have set can never be accomplished. Conversely, with Jesus, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see Luke chapter 1, verse 37.
Luke chapter 1, verse 37. It says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. I want you to beat yourself and say, with God. Somebody say, with God, nothing is impossible. With God. So far you bring God into the case, so far you bring God into the matter, Nothing is impossible. When you bring God into a challenge, when you recognize the fact that you can't do this on your
own, when you recognize the fact that you can't finish strong on your own, God comes into the matter and helps you by the ministration of the Holy Spirit to finish strong. Let's see Romans chapter 9, verse 16. Romans chapter 9. I read to you. Romans chapter 9. I read to you in verse 16. It says, so then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So you have to acknowledge this fact that there is a God that shows mercy. And for you to finish the year strong, for you to enter the next year strong, you have to acknowledge the fact that you cannot enter that year. You cannot finish that year without that God that shows mercy.
That is the first, that is one of the major ways to finish strong. Let's see Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31. Proverbs chapter 21. I read to you in verse 31. It says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle.
Safety is of the Lord. Do you understand that passage? No matter the preparations a man has done before the day of war, his safety is the Lord's doing. You still have to pray for safety. No matter how you know how to drive, the safety is of the Lord. No matter the precautions you take, safety is of the Lord. Is it not high time that you come to the realization that the Lord that provides safety can make you finish strong? And accept, recognize, acknowledge that fact, and God is going to help you in Jesus' name. The second way you can finish strong is to stay focused on Jesus. Stay focused on Jesus. Let's read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, I'm reading to you in verse 2. It says, looking unto Jesus, mark that word, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand, and set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now I want you to mark two words here: looking unto God, the author and the finisher of our faith. I want you to mark looking and finisher. Looking and finisher. Now I said stay focused. Stay focused on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. This finishing thing we are talking about, this finishing thing we are emphasizing on, Jesus is a finisher. The Bible recorded it. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. What are you looking at? Many of us end the year thinking about the expenses of January. Many of us end the year thinking of the loan that we are dragging to January. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one who knows the end from the beginning. He knows the path that we need to take to our desired goals, as well as every challenge we may face on our way there. Therefore, our best bet is to trust in him and focus on his ability to help us overcome our challenges and deliver victory to us. Deliver victory. Deliver victory. I'm emphasizing on that word. A victorious person must be a strong person. You can never finish a fight weak. You can never finish a fight as a weak person. A fight actually has to be between two parties. And to be victorious in a fight, you have to possess, or should I say, you have to bring the other party to his knees. You have to bring him to a point of coma. You have to bring him to a point where, should I say, he is weak already. And you, as the stronger person, becomes victorious. Now, to get victory delivered to you, you have to stay focused on Jesus. Hallelujah. And the third point I'm talking about on how we can finish strong is to keep track of your goals. It's very important. Keep track of your goals. Let's see Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. I read to you in verse 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ." I want you to pick something from this verse. I press towards the mark. I move towards the mark. I am focused on the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Mark this point. Mark this point. Keep track of your goals. Keep track of your goals to always know if you are still on point. It is very important to regularly keep track of the progress made in achieving our goals in order to evaluate the level of progress made. Identify challenges that inhibit our desired progress and develop physical and spiritual strategies to surmount them. It is not just enough to pray about challenges without acting on them. Prayer cannot solve everything sometimes. Action with prayer is the fastest remedy to every problem. So sometimes, keep trying to think of, you have set a goal for the year. You have set a goal for the end of the year. Or you set a goal for January, which we are about to come into. Now, always remember, at least take at least 2 or 3 hours every day, or let me not say every day because it's gonna actually be stressful. Well, let's take up to 20 minutes every day to keep track if you are to check if you are still on track to that goal. That is one of the surest way to finish strong. Jeremiah 29. Verse 11 says, "For I know the thought I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God's will is to make us finish well and finish strong. He has also promised to destroy every mountain that may pose as a challenge to us. That he said in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 17. Let's see Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 4, in verse 17. It says, sorry, this is Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4, in verse 7. It said, "What thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone, thereof with shoutings, crying, grace unto it." God is ready to bring every mountain down because he has good thoughts for us. Let's see Jeremiah 51:25. Jeremiah 51:25. says, "Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain." God is willing, God is ready to destroy every mountain that will not make you finish strong if you are willing for God to do so. However, this promise is only given to God's children. Those who have given their lives over to Jesus to take control of. If you are yet to join this great family of believers, all you have to do is to talk to God right now. Confess your sins and be ready to forsake your sinful ways. Declare Him as Lord over your life and ask Him to take charge of your life henceforth. You will be amazed at the beautiful story He will turn your life into. Ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit so that you can finish well and finish strong. I want us to say these prayers. Say, "Father, I thank you for your promise, reassuring me of a strong finish this year. Lord, please help me to stay focused on you so that I will finish strong this year. Jesus, I trust in you totally to help me finish strong. I cannot do this on my own. Please help me. Father, destroy every mountain that threatens me and serves as an entrance to my expected end. This I pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed." Thanks for listening to this episode. It was a very exciting journey. If you enjoyed what you just heard and you would like to share with your friends, just ask me for the link. If you cannot get the link by yourself, just ask me for the link. I'll drop it for you. Our WhatsApp group is yet to be opened. Our Telegram channel is yet to be opened. All will be done before the week runs out. We're just trying to put one or two things in order before officially opening the WhatsApp group and Telegram channel. So if you had a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord, I want you to just help me share this on your Facebook page, on your Instagram page, on your Telegram channel, and God will bless you immensely in Jesus' name. If you are actually willing to be a member of this great move of God, Let's Talk About God podcast, I would want you to chat me up. I would be dropping my number on the podcast. So I'll be dropping it on the description of this particular episode. So I would just want you to reach me from this episode. I will drop my WhatsApp contact so we can talk one-on-one with each other. God bless you. Remain blessed. And Merry Christmas in advance.